Welcome again. This is Wes Schaefer, Sales Whisperer, along with Roger Bauer, Social Media Ninja, for the November 12th issue of Southern Social Media, Rednecks with Computers. We got a lot to cover today, some serious stuff, some funny stuff. So are you going to try to outdo me again there, brother, or are you going to leave the definitions up to me?
All you, brother, all you.
All me today? All right. Mm-hmm. You sure? You sure?
I've got most of mine out of the way, I think.
All right. Well, all right. Well, let's get into it then, because, you know, this is one of the most sought-after and highly requested segments or, you know, parts of the podcast here. So
that's right.
We get into this whole internet business, and we talk about banner ads, right? Got banners on the top, banners on the side, and square banners, and rectangle banners, and banners that move and stuff with that Java Perl, that fancy script writing you do over there, because you are the smart one of the bunch. So let's talk about banners. It's a verb and a noun, to prohibit a female person from a specific location. Cody's grandma cusses so much they're going to ban her from the Little League park.
I had a feeling that was coming once you said banners. I'm like, how's it going to fit this in?
That's a banner ad there, brother. Banner.
That's right. Banner.
We just wrapped up our fall Little League, too, last night. And I tell you, there are some nutso parents when it comes to Little League. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
People don't have a life.
I remember when I played, it was like that. I mean, parents are getting mad. I remember my mom got all bothered because they intentionally walked me because I was the best hitter on the team. And there was a runner at third, so they walked me, and she just got all bent out of shape. And I kept telling her, "Mom, I understand. It's part of the game. You know, you got to let it go." And she just was all mad at the coach. And you know, we didn't pay to let him come in this league to not be able to hit. And it's like, it's a compliment, you know. they don't want me going yard on them and helping them help us score more runs, you know.
Yeah, but that. That was the year that you had the old the potato famine, right? And the potato mash got all bad, and your ma was kind of, she was irritable that whole year, if I remember correct.
She wasn't happy. I remember that.
She needs that mash whiskey, son. Don't mess with mama when she's either drinking or not drinking or drinking bad stuff. I mean, none of those are good.
All right, let's turn into something serious, and you just brought something.
Oh,
about.
You got to go get technical. All right.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this whole. You just discovered that Perry Belcher has exited stage left on the internet marketing training game.
Well, he has. You know, I've been kind of heads down on some projects, and some of these guys, they become a victim of their own success, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is part of it. One of the downfalls of this whole social media craze and ubiquitous broadband, internet, and high-speed mobile wireless connectivity is that a lot of people can get a lot of data out, you know, and or I should say information. And because of that, people get bombarded all this input, and it happened to me, and I kind of tuned this guy out for the last several months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I met Perry and Ryan back in late April, early May at the Info Summit for Dan Kennedy. And, you know, he's a good guy. They live in Austin. You know, I lived there for 5 years, love the city. You know, good guys, but, man, they were freaking incessant. The stuff they spit out, you know,
mm-hmm.
and lo and behold, I mean, you and I were watching it. I mean, just a couple months ago, they were pushing out this social media product, and it was just grossly overpriced. And what I'm starting to hear is that something along the lines of 80% of it was returned.
Right.
And what I've heard now, I don't want to get in trouble, you know, talking out of school, but it was basically, they said, look, you know, close your business or we're going to come after you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's out of the info marketing business.
Yeah, I think it's that's definitely a lesson to be learned. Perry seems like a good guy to me. I've never met him personally, and I think Ryan's stuff is top-notch, and I still hope Ryan sticks with the internet marketing training game because his stuff is gold more times than not. Perry's stuff, I thought that when it first came out, I really thought that it was way overpriced for what you were getting. There's another product that's out that's similar to that. I'm not going to mention names, but that product is grossly overpriced for what you get. A lot of the stuff, Wes, we get this all the time. People come to us and say, well, I can find out how to do just about anything internet marketing related for free on the web. Well, yeah, you can, but when you take into consideration how much time it's going to take for you to uncover every little jewel, every gem, every little secret, every magic bullet or silver lining tip, trick, technique, method, system, whatever, you're going to be, at least I always tell people start at 100 hours. You're already 100 hours in the hole. A lot of these products can help you bridge the gap between what you need to know and convenience and also saving you time. So that's the benefit of it. But at the same time, when you go out and you charge somebody $1,997 to show them how to set up a Facebook account and a Twitter account, synchronize them and all that, you're raking people over the coals. Let's face facts. That's all. Every one of those services has training that you can get to access their service. So if you're going to go sell somebody a product to teach them how to synchronize all this stuff and make them work together seamlessly and further your business goals, that was the major pothole that I saw in his product offering, was it was more about a popularity contest. It wasn't about how can I make money with my business using social media. And I think we're focused on that, Wes, because we're business owners. So that's what we're trying to figure out for ourselves is how do you make money with this stuff? And that's what we're focused on. But a lot of the products that are out there from these self-proclaimed gurus, that's how they're making – that's their business. It is to try to teach you how to use this stuff. So they don't really – Perry might understand how to use it for growing a business, but I'm going to bet that's 80% of the reason why people returned at an 80% rate is it didn't show them how to make money with the stuff, and that's what people want to know, not – how do I set up a Facebook account and synchronize it with Twitter and MySpace and on down the line? And how do I get 60 gazillion followers in no time? No, it's great to win the popularity contest. It's fun. It's, you can brag about it. You got a trillion followers and people love you on Twitter. But really, how can you make money off that? And that's where I think the gap was with his product and the other product I'm speaking of. And again, I'm not going to mention names, but if you're familiar with the internet marketing space, it doesn't take a whole long time to figure out the two products that came out about the same time and had about the same price point and promised a lot of the similar things. I don't think that's what people want. They want to know how to make money, not win the popularity contest.
Well, yeah. Well, it goes both ways. The bigger your list, which is what we always are talking about, speaking of lists, we'll be talking about your masterful samurai list building product later on. But having a big list of qualified, interested prospects certainly helps you to make money. But what I think what gets lost in this whole social media thing, this craze, this buzz, is the fact that underlying all of this, you've got to be providing quality content or value. If it's a service that you do, if you're not providing value, then the speed with which social media can spread the word about you being good, it can also spread the word on you being bad.
Yeah, and I think that's what happened to Perry is he was a victim of his own, like you said, his own stuff. Built up this massive following on Twitter, built a Facebook fan page, and people liked him. I like Perry. I don't have any axe to grind with the guy. He seems like a guy I'd like to drink beer with, hang out, fun-loving guy, that all that stuff. But at the same time, he did all this, and like you said, it was everywhere you turn, they were promoting this social media money system. And if 80% of the people returned it, then I think the proof's in the pudding.
Yep.
As we like to say.
that's the dang truth there, son.
I mean, I feel bad for Perry because I'm reading his blog here, and it says he's fearful for his family and his safety and all that. So I guess some people are, they're not just mad, they're livid. And, I mean, if they got their money back, then...
Where's that?
It's just perrybelcher.com.
Oh, wow.
Says, while I can take reasonable criticism, today I have concerns for my safety and the safety of my family.
Dang.
And then he says, I remembered that it's much more fun and profitable to be a marketer than it is to teach internet marketing.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, well. You better put out quality. You know, that's all I got to say. So social media just help you spread the word about how good you are. You better first focus on delivering value.
Right.
You know, and then the list will build. You know.
Yeah, and I've got a tip in the List Samurai where I mentioned that you better have your house in order before you go out there and start to attract all of this attention and build this buzz and start generating leads and people start buying things from you and everything else. I mean, if your business isn't prepared for that type of influx of sudden business, then it's going to come out that you've got holes in your process or your system. So that's one of the reasons why I may take a little longer to release a product, such as the List Samurai, is because I want to make sure that when somebody does go order the thing, that everything works the way it's supposed to work, as opposed to just firing it out there and saying, okay, I'll backfill it and everything else, because I've tried that approach before, and it's very stressful to have a product out there that's selling, and you're trying to fill in the back end as people are buying it, because you need to get that stuff outlined before you even go to market with something. But anyway, I digress.
Yep, very nice. All right, what else is on the agenda today?
I'm looking at a couple social media type reports, and one of them is the business.com social media benchmarking study. I'm looking at a chart here, which is use of social media as a business information resource by company size. I was kind of surprised by what their stats turned up. It says that the micro business, which is less than 10 employees, that is the most used as an information resource. Second is a mid-sized company, and then comes the small business, and then comes the large business. I kind of thought that might be a little more reversed, but it turns out that the 1 to 10 employees is actually the ones that use it. And I mean, we're in that micro category, and we use social media as an information business information resource. And I think that you're starting to see more companies that are in that 500-plus range really turn to social media to start getting more out of it.
Right.
And that's usually a sign that, you know, this stuff is here to stay, that the early adopters, that 20% that jump on a bandwagon right away, actually it's probably the 10%, and then you've got the 80% in the middle that are your average adopters, and then you get your late adopters, which is the upper 10% of the, a distribution curve. But I think that we're starting to see that now the last 10% is starting to jump on board, and that is the large 500-plus employee companies. So if you're in that small to medium-sized, the 10 to 500 employees, and you're not using social media as a business information resource, you might want to consider that, because that's where we're headed.
Better figure it out.
Yeah. And then they've also got some stats on use of social media as a business information resource by industry. Real estate and construction is top, followed by healthcare, followed by media and entertainment, automotive, computers, and software, and then food and beverage, and then it goes all the way down. But it's funny to see that internet and online is, it's kind of down the chart quite a bit, which I've, and advertising and marketing is almost at the bottom. It's third from the bottom, which the law industry and industrial goods and services are the only two that are lower. So it's kind of surprising to me that you would see advertising and marketing. I think that goes back to what we keep telling people, Wes, is they haven't figured out how to use social media properly yet. They haven't figured out how to monetize it for themselves. So how is an advertising firm?
You say they. Who do you mean they?
Advertising firms. I think the big ad agencies are still trying to figure this stuff out, and how can they make money for themselves. So people are – there's a gap out there because there are companies that want to leverage social media to grow their business. They turn to the advertising firms, but the advertising firms haven't figured it out for themselves yet. So there's a gap right now in that, and I think that's why a lot of people – this ties back to the whole Perry Belcher thing. I think that's why you saw a lot of people buy his product. I mean, it's sold out. I mean, he sold, you know, thousands of copies of this thing, but it didn't deliver on the promise. But there are hungry people out there that want this information on how can they use social media to grow their business. So I think that's,
right.
Those are the things we can learn from these charts, studies, and also the case study of Perry. I mean, we're not picking on Perry. It's just we need to learn from it and see why did this happen. And I think that's why it did happen, is there's businesses out there that want to use this stuff. They know that it's a trend that's coming. It's not going away. And it's something that can help their business, but there's not a lot of qualified people out there in the traditional spaces, such as ad firms or ad agencies, that can really help with this stuff. It's more guys like us, Wes.
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, this stuff, I mean, you learn it in the trenches. And that's why, within reason, you know, what you pay for it is worth it. You can't get stupid, some of the amounts some of these guys are charging. But, you know, I got a little one-page little flow chart that I covered yesterday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 12 steps. Hey, 12-step program. You know, hey, AA's for, you know, AA's for quitters. That's all I got to say. All done told me. But, 12 steps, right? One page. And that doesn't even count all the logos and stuff I put on there to make it look pretty, to make it look like it was bigger than what it really is. But, you know, it took 2 hours to cover these, and I didn't really even get into the details of the bottom five. But just showing people how to interconnect all of these social media platforms to streamline the work that you do so you're not constantly updating things. So, what is this one little sheet worth? You know, heck, I think it's worth a lot. But because the hours that it took me, you know, to get all of my accounts synchronized and to figure out what the flow is and what the best platform was available for each of those steps, dude, I mean, it was some work. You know, I wouldn't feel bad. Like, I recorded my presentation yesterday. It was 2 hours, you know. 25 people showed up, 26 people. 2 hours in the handout, and you know, I'm getting good feedback on Facebook fan page. And, I mean, that thing, I would feel, I would not lose any sleep if I charged $97, even $197 for this thing. Because people could, in a matter of probably 2 hours, two, maybe 3 hours, depending on your level of sophistication. But and just even being a rookie, though, in a matter of a few hours, you could get set up what took me weeks to figure out. So what's your time worth? You know, if I literally save you 3 hours or 3 weeks of getting things set up, and you can communicate with the marketplace, and you get an order out of it because of that. You know, I'm not saying 1,000 orders. I'm saying one, because you got it up there. 3 weeks early or at all, because most people aren't as stubborn and dumb as me, and they would just say, screw this, and quit messing with it. And I'm just too dang stubborn and kept going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to figure this out. So,
well, I think that's what we find with most prospects and clients that we talk to, that they, if they've tried it before, it hasn't been for very long. I mean,
the
max is usually 3 months, and that's, they'll admit when you dig deep enough, they don't admit this at first. You got to do some probing and questioning and digging a little deeper to find out that, yeah, they started to build relationships online, but they still didn't see any money. So they thought, well, this is just total waste of time. And that's where I think the gap is right now, because even if the business owners and marketing executives and everything else turn to a traditional ad agency, they haven't figured it out. So it's kind of like the blind leading the blind. And a lot of people are trying to go it alone because they realize that the ad agency, the traditional ad agency, there are a few out there that get this stuff, but by and large, they don't get it. And this, you know, metrics thing here, this benchmarking study, bears that out. I mean, if you see how little the advertising agencies are using it in comparison with like real estate agents and healthcare, then that tells the story all on its own. Is, you know, if these guys aren't using it, then how are they going to teach you to use it? And like you say, Wes, if you go invest 100 hours of your time, just like we've said, that's a good place to start to figure all of this stuff out. If we can save you 100 hours, what's that worth to you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if your time's worth $100 an hour, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Right.
I would sure like to have 100 hours to do things that I like to do, as opposed to sitting down at the computer every day and trying to figure out social media marketing, search engine optimization, how to build a list. I mean, on down the line, I mean, there's so much stuff with internet marketing that you could do that, you know, it would take a long time to try to master it, especially if you're just getting started with this stuff.
Yep.
I mean, that 100 hours should be going towards growing your business, not trying to figure out how to make money off Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, and so forth.
Right.
You're focusing on what's the next product that needs to be developed for your business. What's the service that you need to offer? What is your prospect base hungry for? What do they need right now? That's what
yep.
it ought to be focused on, and we can show you how to do that, and also we can show you how to find out what your market really wants right now with social media. So that's, I mean, I know we're kind of pitching our own stuff here, but at the same time, I mean, get some help if you don't understand this stuff to grow your business. Because if you're a business owner, then you're good at what you do. Let people who are good with social media help you implement social media for your business.
Thanks, Skippy.
It's funny because I went to the little restaurant that I was talking about that the girl said she didn't really think that internet marketing would work for her business. And I asked her, I said, you hire that manager? And she said, well, yeah. I said, isn't he supposed to be the sharp marketing guy? And she said, well, yeah, that's you know, that's his thing. And I looked around. I said, where are all the people? There's nobody in here. She goes, well, he just started. I said, where are all the people? I said, this guy's supposed to be the genius, the solution to all your problems. Save a little money by hiring this guy as opposed to, you know, hiring somebody who really knows what they're doing. But anyway, it's just kind of funny to see, you know, the corners people will cut to save a dime when realistically if they just invest the money, jump into the pool and get started, I mean, you can jump into the shallow end. You don't have to jump into the deep end right away, but people are just so scared to trust other people to do what they're good at, but yet, you know, they want you to pay top dollar for their stuff. So sometimes it doesn't make any sense.
Just boggles the mind, brother.
That's right. Well, see, in the next page in this report has the most popular social media resources for business information. Number one is webinars or listen to podcasts. So we're in the space there, Wes.
Goodness gracious.
The next one is read user ratings and reviews for business products or services. That's one of the things I show people in the List Samurai is how to use sites like eBay, Amazon, Yelp, on down the line, Yahoo Answers, to find out what people are saying about products and services similar to the ones that you sell or that you plan to sell, and then figuring out how to take that information so you can build a better product or you can provide a better service. So that's one of the things that's in the Old Samurai that ties back into social media. All this stuff eventually blends together. I mean, it's just like SEO used to be. You could do a specific set of things for search engine optimization. Well, you have to get into social media when you're doing search engine optimization these days. And I, back to Perry's product, I didn't get it. I haven't seen it. I've seen some snippets, but I doubt he had a whole lot of list building in there. I doubt he had a whole lot of search engine optimization in there. I doubt he had a whole lot of how do you tap into social media to figure out what your market is looking for. I'm guessing here because an 80% return rate suggests that didn't fulfill its promise.
Yeah, it's a pretty good guess.
Yeah. And let's see here, what's next on the list here? Visit company or product profile pages on social media sites. So that might be something like a fan page on Facebook. Next one is visit company blogs. That's 55.1%.
Hey, speaking of fan pages.
Yeah.
Speaking of fan pages, you know me, man, Mr. Spontaneity, right? Why don't we do a little contest? You want to do a little contest for our fan pages?
I don't even have a fan page yet.
Well, that's all right. We'll do mine then. That's even better.
All right.
That's even more better. Then I can win the popularity contest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. Let's help you win that popularity contest.
You know where I'm coming from, brother?
I feel you.
All right. Well, the Sales Whisperer has a fan page. We may have to make one for Southern Social Media one day. But
yeah, there you go.
Let's do a little contest. We'll do a drawing. What can I give away for somebody that the listeners, let's say, between now and November 30th, so the end of the month.
All right.
A couple of weeks. Those that become a fan and simply make a comment that they heard about the Sales Whisperer through the Southern Social Media podcast. I'll take everybody that listed that became a fan and made that comment. I give them a 1 month membership in the Social Media Mondays.
There you go.
How's that? So $47. I mean, not $1 million. You can call in live for a month. We're going to build out a membership website as well, have a little live Q&A and forum for members. So let's see how that goes, see what kind of listeners we got. And then they could always go to your website, right, and leave a comment.
Right.
Right. Which where you want them to go, SMB Consulting, Inc.?
SMB Consulting, Inc., .com/blog. That's where you'll find the Southern Social Media podcast.
Yeah,
find
the podcast and leave a comment there. So we'll put everybody together, and we'll pick a lucky winner.
I'll sweeten the pot. How about this? You're going to offer your social media Mondays.
Don't get too crazy now. I'll be giving away the farm.
No, I won't give away the farm, but I'll give away if somebody goes on there, post the comment that they found out about it on Southern Social Media, and they ask their most pressing question about social media marketing or list building, whichever one, I'll give away 5 copies to the people that ask the best questions, get access to the List Samurai program.
Man, why do I need 5 copies though? I only read one.
5 people will get 1 copy. How's that?
Oh, I got you.
Or they will get access because it's an online program. But
you got to spell these things out, brother.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
Don't be assuming.
But, what the hell? I'll sweeten the pot.
5 people.
I'm down with it.
Man, that's a lot of winners. Winner chicken dinner.
Winner chicken dinner, indeed. John Butchergrass would be happy to hear that.
Very nice. All right.
You also got your little 20.1 Facebook Business Basics on your thesaleswhisperer.com there in the upper right in the nice box up there at the top.
I know. I got a new little design coming out, so y'all be paying attention.
That's
new design's coming out for the Sales Whisperer, brother.
That looks pretty good so far. You got a couple little things that need to be tweaked, but we'll get that squared away for you.
Hey, we're tweaking, baby. A lot of coding. Kind of like changing oil in the car. It's still running. Got to be careful.
That's exactly what it is.
You're going to scrape a couple knuckles every now and then.
You change the theme on your blog. That is like changing the oil with the car running. That's a risky proposition when you change your theme, I'm telling you.
Got to be done. Keeping up with the times, baby.
So the next chart in this benchmarking study talks about the number of different social media sites used for business information, and 14.4% say they use 10 or more, 13.6 say 4, 12.6 say 5 sites, and only 4.8% say they use 1 social media site. So you can see 10 is the most popular, and then 4 is next. So you're going to be somewhere between 3 and 10 sites to gather information for business information. That's a lot of sites to keep track of every single day and aggregate this information. So if you're only using a couple, maybe you need to consider adding some more to your repertoire. Or maybe...
There you go, using Latin again.
Yeah, Well, I'm still trying to recover from Emboldened.
I don't even know what you just said. Something about boudoir?
That was the first podcast we did, I think. You tossed that one out there.
Yeah, what's this fancy word you just said?
Repertoire, yeah.
Repertory?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
But anyway, what I think that this graph shows is that if you're one of the savvy marketers that's using social media to gather information about your industry, product, market, whatever it may happen to be, you're probably going to be using quite a few social media sites for this. And a lot of people don't look at sites like Yelp, but hopefully they will after they've listened to the podcast. You can find out information. You can get reviews on just about any type of product or service. And just a couple, I did one of the videos yesterday for the List Samurai. I don't want to give away the milk when I'm trying to sell the cow, but I went through Yelp and did a little analysis for like a hair salon, and I also did it for a restaurant. And these aren't traditional businesses that can use information marketing to build a lead magnet, but I'm helping those people within the program. So if you're one of those type of people that says, well, how am I going to build a list without an image?
You just went silent. What happened? Did we lose you?
The moderator has left the conference.
I don't know what happened. I got knocked off.
Me too.
Huh. Well, it says it's still recording, so we'll just continue on. I don't know how much you thought of what I was saying.
I don't know, brother. It's all good. You can repeat it, though. It's just that good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was talking about salons and helping them and going into Yelp and looking at some of the reviews, and I mentioned a lady was complaining because when she goes in, the person at the desk rarely greets her friendly or They make her wait even before they greet her, and then when they do, she always has to wait about 15 minutes, even though she's really happy with the stylist. That is an issue for her because she has to wait anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes.
Right.
Which she's willing to do because she likes the stylist. Well, I mean, what can you do with that information? Well, for starters, you can give people something to do while they wait. Maybe you provide some magazines or something simple like that, or you get one of those massage chairs that people can
give them some Windex, brother. They can, like, wipe down the windows.
But, I mean, it's little things like that that you can, if you want to create an information product to build leads, well, you can show if you're really good on providing service, or maybe you have a nice waiting area, or maybe there's something unique you can offer people while they wait. Maybe it's coffee or tea or whatever it is, or maybe they can, I don't know, whatever it may be, you can show a video of the experience that your person may have when they come to your salon for the first time. So you show a video where you come in, you're greeted by somebody there at the counter, you show the waiting area, and then you show what steps you go through. I mean, that's your product, and you're given a demonstration, and that's a very simple info product that you can offer people. You put that on your homepage, and then maybe what you offer are simple coupons, or maybe you put them into a loyalty program to where they come to your salon six times, they get a free style or whatever. Maybe they get a free coloring. I don't know. I'm not in the salon business, but these are just...
Oh, yeah, whatever. You get highlights. I've seen you, brother. You're losing some of your southern credentials. Lemon juice or the sun.
Those are called gray hairs. That's what those are.
That's some expert styling, man. You're turning one of them metrosexuals.
No, it's called gray hair. That's what it is.
You better
but
be
anyway,
careful,
the reason I bring up salons is I am talking with a couple of salons at the moment, and they keep coming back to me saying, well, that doesn't really fit for my business. Well, here's some different ideas that I've tossed at them, and they should be able to take these ideas and run with them because they run a salon. I don't run a salon, so they know their business well enough, but there are still some things that they can do by utilizing social media to build their list and build a better business. And that's what I'm trying to show people in the – that is what I'm showing. I'm not trying to. I'm showing them how to do that through the List Samurai program.
Well, and that's not even – that's just common sense right there.
Mm-hmm. But you know what they say about common sense?
I know. It ain't common, brother.
It ain't so common.
No, it's not.
And it's funny that, you know, we say that it's common sense, but even with talking with these business owners – you would think that I hung the moon for suggesting such a thing, just kind of off color, just running with it, whatever. But people get so involved with running their business that they quit doing the common sense things like, okay, how can I keep improving my business? They get it to a point where they're satisfied with the level of service they're providing, they're getting good customer reviews, they're getting repeat customers and all of that. But they stop trying to improve the business, trying to tweak the business, trying to provide more value, trying to help educate their customers. They get out of that once the business starts to get to a sustainable level, and they kind of plateau. And that's the reason that they plateau, is they quit doing a lot of those things, or they just get so busy that they don't have time to do them. So
right. You
know, third-party consultants can come in and help with that stuff and regenerate and rejuvenate the business.
Man, you got you one of them thesauruses, huh? What you got?
A thesaurus?
Getting all fancy. Some big words, brother.
Well, the next chart that's in this benchmarking report is usefulness of different social media for business information. The number one, which gets a 4.1 out of 5, is attend webinars or listen to podcasts. So hopefully people are getting a lot of use out of our podcast and our webinars. And that brings me to the plug. If you want to see our last webinar, see a recording of it, just go to marketingvirtualseminar.com and you can see the reasons why only 5% of marketers make money with social media. But anyway, moving forward, reading user
like
ratings.
I do that in. Very subtle, very professional.
Yeah, very subtle, very subtle. But the next one is to read user ratings and reviews. It's very similar to the other chart, but they've got the average here, and the average looks like it's right at 3.7 out of 5. And the ones that didn't do so well is participate in discussions on third-party sites, visit company blogs gets a 3.7, use Twitter to find or request business-related information that gets a 3.7.
I want to know what the Russian judge gave it.
Russian judge probably a little lower, isn't it? Isn't that always the case?
Degree of difficulty, 9.
But what I was going to say on Twitter is you got to kind of know how to navigate Twitter to get business-related information. You can't just go on there and assume that people are just going to respond to you in droves, because you got to build a relationship with people on there just like you do anything else. And so how do you do that? Well, if you provide quality tweets, which there's things that we can show you on how to find the information to provide quality tweets on a regular basis, that will get people to start to pay attention to you. And then the more people retweet what you have said, especially if you say something of high quality that people, it strikes a chord, then their following then sees that tweet retweeted. They'll take an interest, go research you, things of that nature. Then you can start to ask questions of your followers, so you can start to get that information. But it's not one of those things that you show up on the scene, just start asking a bunch of questions, and people are just going to naturally respond, because that's not the way relationships are built. You've got to build a relationship first, then you ask the question. You give first, and then you can receive.
There you go.
I think that's why people are saying that Twitter gets, you know, on an average 3.7 usefulness, so it's below average. And that's, I like to look at the same thing with review sites. I go look at the negative reviews first to see, okay, where are the gaps in this product or service that maybe whoever I'm helping, I can help them fill those gaps, so that way they don't make the same mistakes as other people. Same thing with something like this. I like to look at what's at the bottom to see, okay, where are the gaps, and that's one of them is Twitter to find information. The next one is obviously visit company blogs. And I think what's going on there is everybody has preached this, you got to have a blog, you got to have a blog, you got to have a blog, which you do have to have a blog, but people are just cranking out garbage because they know, oh, I got to crank out content. And I fell victim to this when I first started my blog, because I really didn't know what to write about or talk about or any of that stuff back then. I mean, that's 5 years ago. I didn't even know how to do it. How am I going to get a podcast uploaded? How am I going to pull that off on a regular basis? So, I mean, there's things that you can do to make your blog more valuable, but I think what a lot of companies have fallen victim to is they're just cranking out keyword-related garbage, so that way they appeal more to the search engines, and that's not the best use of a blog. You want to humanize your business. You want to interact your audience, and just cranking out articles that are keyword-loaded, so that way you'll get a little bump with the search engines. I think that's why people are finding less use out of blogs.
Well, we prefer to call that garbage here in Southern California. You know, and we go shopping at the Target.
Oh yeah, Target. Of course.
You know what I'm
of
saying?
Course. Mm-hmm.
So, but it is, you know, it's all work, brother. It's all work. I mean, that's why you got to do what you love, because if you do what you love, it ain't that hard. At least
right.
It doesn't feel as much like work. But writing blogs and updating and whatnot, I mean, it's work. And yeah, you're right. I've seen people, I've experimented with ghost writers, you know, and whatnot, and man, they throw out junk, you know, they throw out stuff that doesn't sound like me, and then I have to clean it up and edit it and whatever. It's like, you know what, I'll just write my own stuff.
Yeah, and then you're ending up doing twice the work, because you got to go back and update. What I tried the same thing. I tried to hire a ghost writer to help me write a book, and I ended up spending twice the amount of time correcting that person's work, or, like you say, tweaking it so it at least sounded like me, than I would have if I'd just written the damn thing to start with.
That's the truth, Rufus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. You ready to wrap this one up?
Yep. Let's wrap it up.
I think so, man. I got some peeps to call them back after my successful capitalizing on the conversation.
Yeah, there you go. So let's repeat our little contest here. What do we want people to do?
Send me $100 bills. Let me give you the address. Go just look up the Sales Whisperer on Facebook and find the fan page. Shouldn't be hard to do. Become a fan and leave a comment. It simply says, hey, found you through the Southern Social Media Podcast. And you will be added to the list. And you'll have a chance by November 30th to get a free one-month membership in the Social Media Mondays.
All right. And if you want to, I highly encourage people to go join your fan page, but if they also leave a comment on my blog on smbconsultinginc.com/blog, you'll see the Southern Social Media Podcast there. If you leave a comment and ask a relevant list building or social media question, we'll award five people that ask tough, relevant questions. I mean, don't just say, you know, how are you doing today? That's not going to win you a copy of the List Samurai. But if you go ask us a legitimate question about marketing your business through social media or building a list, one of those two things, then you're eligible to win a copy or access. Don't want to say a copy because it's an online program, win access to the List Samurai program, which I'm hoping to have wrapped up by Sunday and introduce it to the market starting next week sometime.
Yeah, questions about what we think about the tighter gaps on the restrictor plates on the bigger raceways, you know.
Right.
While we love entertaining them, those, you know, that ain't going to cut it for the contest.
Yeah, and I can go ahead and say I just wish they'd do away with the restrictor plate altogether, let the racers race and see what happens.
Yeah, you want to see people get upside down. That just ain't
I
right.
I want to see people howling around Talladega. That's what I want to see. I want to see it, brother.
I hear you.
Get on it and stay on it.
For the safety.
Might actually be safer to remove the restrictor plate because in that way they can drive their way out of jams.
Oh, well, we digress.
Southern roots
all
come
right.
out.
Let's go make some money, brother. This is Wes Schaefer,
right.
Sales Whisperer, Roger Bauer, Social Media Ninja, signing out.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.